We're going to pause in Galatians, and we're going to go to two scripture verses this morning. And we've been teaching through the book of Revelation in our Bible study on Sunday morning. And there is a passage in Scripture that will bring out the meaning of communion for us this morning. And that's found in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Jesus kept saying something over and over again in His ministry. He would say it repeatedly, over and over, and this is what He would say. There is nothing covered up that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be made known. Now think about that. Nothing hidden that will not be made known. We all hide secrets, don't we? Are there some things in your life that you would not want to be made known? Jesus said, there is nothing hidden that will not be made known. I wonder what we'll find. When I was a very, very small kid, I remember the first president that I remember was because he was assassinated. Everybody can tell you where they were, if you've lived long enough, when they killed JFK. And I remember those days, and I also remember that finally as they went through and investigated the assassination, that something odd happened. They sealed the files on everything that they knew that they considered important for 100 years. I always wanted to know what's in those files. What are they not wanting us to know? Now, sometimes it's because of national security, and they may not want to reveal a spy or an ability that they had, but nonetheless, the files were sealed for 100 years. In a little bit, although I don't trust the government. Do you? Thank you. They'll maybe in 40 years, what will we find out in those files? What will we find out that we don't know now? As a matter of fact, I think if they really didn't want us to know something, most likely those have been long deep sixed a long time ago. But what will we know? Jesus said, there's nothing one day that's been kept in secret that will not be made known. What will we find out in that day in which Jesus reveals it all? Things that we thought were one way, we're going to discover they weren't at all. They were different. What in the wide world will we discover? Well, in the book of Revelation, it says that there's coming a day of a great white throne judgment. It says heaven and earth will roll away. A throne will appear. And as we talked about in Sunday school this morning, the dead, great and small, they'll all be standing there. Today, if you have enough money, you can get the best attorneys to get you off. If you're poor, you get the public defender. Now, don't get me wrong, we do live in a country at least where you get something. It beats North Korea, huh? But the Bible says someday there will be a great white throne, and small and great won't get to the public defender. They will just stand before the judge. And the searing eyes of God will look. And it says that the books were opened. Now, that's the way the Bible says that God is keeping the score. I want to know what we'll find out. Because God's books are the only accounting books that know the real score. What will be made known at that time? Things that in history books were told us, we may find out that the media was controlled and they only told us what they wanted us to think. How about that? You ever thought about that? Now, for us at communion, it means this, that those who appear at the great white throne, there's going to be a public revelation of everything we have done because God is keeping the books. Now, I believe that the great white throne, I think there's evidence that the great white throne is not for those who know Jesus. But nonetheless, can you imagine what will be revealed when the books are open? And everybody there, great and small, gives an account. Jesus said, everything you say in secret, you will give an account for. Everything. And what will that be like? The books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things written in the books. Wow. You know the only time in which there will be perfect justice? Is when Jesus is judge. If you've faced injustice, there will be no injustice at this judgment. Because God knows everything perfectly, thoroughly. Will anybody give a, I'm guilty, but I have an excuse? If you've ever seen what the glorified Christ looked like with those eyes as flaming fire that penetrates the soul, I doubt that even the most bold, great ruler will dare say anything but, you have judged correctly as judge of the world. But you see, we celebrate communion. And there's a marvelous passage in Colossians chapter 2. Turn there. There's a marvelous passage in Colossians chapter 2. For I do not believe Christians, yes, we'll stand before the Bema seat, we'll give an account of our deeds for reward, but there's one thing, the great white throne. If you know Jesus, there's one thing that the Bible promises. It says in Colossians chapter 2 that when we were dead in our transgressions and sins, He forgave them all. And even if Christians are at the great white throne, and I doubt, guess what? When the books are open, the pages for a believer have been erased. Look what it says. Having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us in Roman times, when they executed a criminal. Criminals often suffered crucifixion. And the Roman government would write a bill on papyrus as the person was placed upon a cross to die slowly and agonizingly to exposure of what crimes they committed. And they would nail that bill to that criminal right underneath his feet. And people, as they saw this person suffering, would go up, read what the person had done, vilify and mock them. You know, man is cruel. And it says this: he canceled out the certificate of debt. That means this. When we celebrate communion this morning, all of us have a bill of guilt. Everything and anything was placed upon that bill. And when Jesus died upon the cross, look what it says. He took that bill of anything and everything that I am guilty of, that you are guilty of. And you know what he did? He said, put it on my cross, and I will set you free. And when Jesus died, all of your bill of guilt was nailed not to you, but he paid the price to set the guilty free, because he took our place, he took our bill, and paid it in full. And you know when Jesus paid it in full? The exact moment he paid it in full is when he cried out, "It is finished." For what you may not know is, that is a Greek term that accountants would use. When you paid a debt, they would write, it's a one-word Greek term. It's three in English, but it's one word in Greek. It is finished. And if you're there when the books are open, and I don't think Christians will, but just in case, when the books are opened because of what Jesus did, the judge says, I find no fault. There's nothing written. That's what we celebrate this morning.